Welcome back to Win Radio Was and Now Lum and Abner. Chester Locke is Lum, Cedric Weehunt, and Grandpappy Spears. While Norris voices Abner, Ulysses S. Quincy, and Mousy Gray. In this episode, from July 6th of 1943.
The makers of Alka-Seltzer bring you Lum and Abner. You know, friends, the makers of Alka-Seltzer are really happy to be able to bring you these regular visits with Lum and Abner because they know how you welcome the sunshine these two lovable old characters bring. Likewise, they'd like to remind you how much genuine comfort Alka-Seltzer can bring you for many of those common ailments that can accompany these busy, hectic days. Alka-Seltzer can be a mighty big help to you in easing the headaches, occasional acid indigestion, muscular aches and pains, and the distressing, achy symptoms of a cold that can so easily make you feel that all the world's against you. So be sure to remember that, won't you? And try it now if this has been one of those days. For until you do try it, you'll just never know how much better Alka-Seltzer can help you feel. Now, if you haven't a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets in your home, you can get one quickly at any drugstore. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the biggest news in Pine Ridge now is Private Mousy Gray's return from the war. In fact, his arrival in town has overshadowed Lum's courtship of Miss Melrose, and all are anxious to get Mousy's first-hand report of his exciting experiences. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their Jot 'em Down store and library. Abner is talking on the telephone.
Yeah, he come back yesterday. Well, I reckon he's going to stay home for a while, because he got himself wounded in one leg, you know. Oh, I don't know. He won't tell. Well, he just says he'd rather not talk about it. Yeah, well, say, Charlie, why don't you drop over the store here? Mousy's going to be here pretty soon to tell us all about the African War. Yeah. All right, Charlie. Fine. Goodbye.
Greenies, Abner, you ought to see the way the young'uns are following Mousy all over town. Looks like a parade.
Oh, he's a hero, that Mousy, and
he
sure is.
Yes. And he looks like one in that uniform, too.
Looks uncommonly good. You know, Lum, it just sort of seems like it makes him look a little bigger than he used to somewhere or other.
Well, I believe he has put on a little weight. Ain't quite so skinny as he used to be.
No, I don't believe he is.
Stands up straighter now.
Yeah.
And imagine a little feller like him being one of the big heroes of the African War.
Yes, sir. I'd dog it. I'd give might not anything to know how he got himself wounded that way.
Yeah, to be right honest, I would too. But if he don't want to talk about that, why, we oughtn't ask him no questions.
No, I reckon not. It's his business.
And he's awful modest about it.
Oh, yeah.
Might not be self-unconscious about it.
Yeah.
But you take the generality of heroes, and they all act that way.
They do, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Don't like to discuss it.
Oh, huh.
There comes Cedric. Oh. Bounty, he's glad Mousy's back. They're such close friends.
Yeah, he is. I was making my delivery this morning. I seen him and that crowd of young'uns following Mousy around town.
Come in, Cedric.
Yeah.
Wonderful world. Is he here yet?
Come on in, Cedric.
Is he here yet?
No, he ain't here. He ought to be here any minute, though. Just find yourself a comfort place to sit down there.
Yes, ma'am. I'll sit here on this bollocks.
Yeah, that's
fine. Boy, I can't hardly wait to hear Mousy tell how he win the African War.
Well, of course, he never went it all by himself, said he.
No, of course not. There were some others down there that helped him, you know.
Why, sure.
Frenchmans and some Englishmans helped him, too.
Oh, well, that's Ulysses.
Yeah, howdy, Ulysses. Come on in.
Okay, Lum.
You're just in time. Mousy ought to be along any minute now.
Okay.
Just sit down, Summers. Find yourself a chair.
Okay.
I found you was in for a pretty dadgum exciting afternoon here. Getting a first-hand hearing of the war this way.
Okay.
Boy, I believe this is going to be even better than reading Dick Tracy about you.
Man, I just hope it ain't that exciting we can't hardly stand it. You know how Mousy can tell stuff. use his fancy words sometime and all that, you know. Recollect how he used to recite them poems of his'n?
Oh, he's got the gift of gab's, all right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Abner, better hang up that out-to-lunch sign.
Huh?
We don't want nothing to disturb Mousy when he gets to telling about the war.
Oh, no, that's a good idea.
Customers coming in
here. Yeah, I'll do it right now.
Stay tuned. We've got more Lum and Abner coming up right after this brief intermission. And now let's get back to Pine Ridge, Arkansas, and Lum and Abner on When Radio Was.
Who's that? Oh, Grandpap.
Yeah, howdy.
Oh, howdy, Grandpap.
You ain't started yet, I see.
No, not yet.
Yeah, good. I feared I was going to be late. Luke and Moe said they'd get here just quick as they could. Yeah, how are you, Ulysses?
Okay, Grandpap.
Yeah, find a seat, Summers, Grandpap.
Pull
up that mail keg.
There he comes, right there.
Huh?
See him across the street, Mousy.
Oh, yeah, Granny's. Sure seems good having Mousy back in town again.
Yes, sir, you know, he does limp in that one leg there a little bit.
Oh, yeah, he limps all right. No doubts about that.
I reckon what he'll do with his spare time now.
Oh, I don't know. Sit around and rest and get well, I reckon. Why, what'd you ask that for, Ulysses?
Well, I'm just studying, Lum. I got to get that barn of mine painted some way.
Oh, well, he won't have time to do that. Because I think maybe me and him might collaborate on a book together. Book about all his thrilling adventures in Africa.
Mind out. Here you come, Lum. Well, hello, fella.
Come on in,
Mousy.
Howdy, Mousy, old boy.
Here, come here. Sit right over here, Mousy.
Yeah, you got the place of honor today, the center of attraction.
Well, gee, fellas, it sure seems dandy seeing all of you again. Well, you're also... Well, you just sort of seem like a mother to me.
Good old Mousy. Ain't changed a bit.
No, sir.
Well, I tell you, Mousy, some of the others ain't here yet, but I believe you ought to go ahead anyways and start telling about the war. Hey, we don't want to keep you here all day and night.
Yeah, get started. I want to hear all about this.
Boy, me too.
Was you much scared, Mousy?
Well, sir, I don't know hardly long. I was pretty nervous, I guess, but, well, I wasn't what you'd call scared, I don't think.
Well, that's fine. I'm proud to hear it.
No, sir. Well, let's see now. Where should I begin here?
Well, begin right at the beginning. Don't leave out nothing. We're interested in everything you've done. Give us the whole story. Unexpurgated or something. Go ahead.
Well, sir, my outfit landed in Africa, in Algiers, I think it was. And the first day that we was there, I and my buddy, a fella named Ed...
Ed Beckley?
Of course not, Cedric. Ed Beckley ain't never been to Africa.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, that reminds me. How is old Ed Beckley, anyway?
Oh, he's just about the same as he ever was, I reckon. Ain't you been down to the drugstore to see him yet?
No, sir, I haven't had a chance yet, Mom.
Boy, you wouldn't hardly recognize the place, Mousy. Ed's changed it all around.
Oh, yeah. He recollect where he used to keep all them corn pads and the mothballs and pipe cleaners and the camera film, the pre-frumers and the hot water bottles over there.
Yes, sir.
Well, him's all over on the west side of the drugstore now. Yeah, right next to the picture postcards.
Yeah, and the glass dishes and that adhesive tape and the shoestrings and powder puffs and them Orsa sports and all that stuff. Why, that's over there where that other junk used to be.
Yeah, it's changed it all around.
Oh, gee, I sure love to see you.
Oh, you wouldn't hardly recognize the pigeon-toed place, Mousy.
Well, do Gilroy Adams and Leela Blevins still go over there and order one ice cream soda with two straws every Sunday?
Oh, no, they ain't even sparking one another no more, I don't think.
Oh, no, they broke up. And besides, it's hard to get ice cream sodas nowadays, Mousy.
Get sherbet sodas, though.
Yeah, I see there's sort of a ice cream shortage around here now.
You know, Mousy, there's talk going around that the reason Gilroy and Leela broke up, when they had to switch to sherbet, they couldn't agree on what flavor to get in this one soda twixt them.
Uh-huh.
Gilroy wanted orange, but Leela sort of favored the pineapple. Just couldn't get together at all.
Well, I don't think that's actually the reason they broke up, though, Grandpa.
Well, it might be. You don't know, Abner.
Oh.
Now, I know of a case over in Cherry Hill where a feller and his woman couldn't agree on what color to paint their house. It was Laureen Spinks who was the fella with the one wed foot.
You know, when he goes swimming, he always swims around in a sort of a circle.
Grandpap, now don't start telling about him again.
Well, it's the truth, Abner. Lauren wanted a house yeller, and she wanted pink. So they finally painted half of it yeller and half of it pink.
Oh, sassy.
They did. That's what they done. They done it. And that house is still standing over in Cherry Hill.
Prattle, prattle.
Well, it is now, only they've painted it over again now.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Anyways, Lauren wouldn't go over in the pink half, and she wouldn't go in the yeller half. Of course, it might have worked out, too, all right, except the kitchen was in the pink half, so Lauren never got nothing to eat, and he finally starved to death.
Starved to death? Why, Lauren Spink is still living, and you know it.
Well, this was some time ago, Abner.
Oh, wait a minute.
Just a minute, fellas. We're getting off the subject here, ain't we, Mousie?
Yes, sir. We were talking about Gilroy Adams and Leela Blevins. Who's old Gilroy going with now?
I don't believe I know, Mousie. Do you know Ulysses?
Well, I seen him carrying one of the Barton girls to a church social about a couple of weeks ago, Lom. I don't recollect which one of them it was, though. They looks much like. It's either Helen or Sybil. I don't recollect.
Must have been Sybil, then. Helen ain't in town no more, even.
Why, no, she went away to that nurse's outfit with little Pearl.
Yeah, must have been Sybil. That's who it must have been.
Well, isn't she still engaged to Ernest Macmillan? She was when I left town here.
Well, I think she still is, but Ernest's been in the Army for over a year now.
Oh.
I don't think he'd expect her to just sit at home all the time.
No, sir.
Well, if you want my opinions, I think she ought to. Now, I know of a case down at Hatfield. A girl got engaged to a young feller. Nice young feller, too. Spencer Clarity's who it was. Had one web foot.
Web foot? That was Lauren Spink that had that web foot, Grandpa.
Oh, no. Lauren Spink's lived at Cherry Hill. Anyways, this was a girl that Spencer was engaged to.
Well, I know that, but you said that he
had... that was our ring. Now, you better get it.
Well, all right. I still claim, though, it was Lauren Spink and not Spencer Clarity that had that web... hello. Jot him down, Storm Library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, yes, Mom. Yes, Mom, he's here.
No, Sir Mousie, you wouldn't recognize that drugstore now.
Why, sure, I'll tell him.
Plum change.
Yeah, all right. All right, Gussie. Goodbye. And that was your woman, Mousie, and she wants you to come home and help with the dishes or something.
Well, he don't have to go right now, does he?
Well, gee, I guess I better, Lum. You know, Gussie.
Oh, sit down and talk a while, Mousie.
No, sir, I better get home. Gussie says for me to come right home. Well, that's what she means for me to get right over there, Lum.
Well, she oughtn't to mind you sitting around talking with the fellas as long as you've been gone.
Yes, sir, but, well, I don't know. She doesn't just seem to be in a very good humor today. She keeps talking about me getting to take all that long trip to Africa and that she had to stay home and do the housework. So now she says I'll just have to buckle down and help her.
Well, Greenies, you don't want to cause no trouble at home.
No, right? Sir, I better get over there. Gussie's pretty high-strung woman, Lum. I'd just rather not have any trouble with her if I can keep from it. I'll get along, fellas. Well, so long.
Yeah, so long, Mousie.
Yeah, so long.
You come over.
So long, Mousie.
Now, sir, I never realized before just how interesting that Africa war actually was.
No.
But you know, it's a funny thing, Mousie's talking about not being scared of them soldiers over there, but I, Granny, he's scared to death of that woman.
Well, apparently, Mousie knows that it's better to be safe than sorry. And how true that is, especially where your health's concerned. If you want to play safe, be sure to help keep up your resistance to colds by continuing to take one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets throughout the summer months. Of course, I know fresh vegetables and sunlight, good sources of vitamins A and D, are easier to get during the summertime, but at that, it's still quite possible that you may not get enough. And make no mistake, you need ample amounts of these vitamins daily if you're to keep up your normal resistance to colds, to make full use of certain minerals in your diet. So why not bolster up your meals with a single, high-potency, one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablet every day? Do this and you'll be sure of getting your full minimum daily requirements of these two important vitamins.
¶¶
From July 6th of 1943, the star is pulling out most of their characters. Chester Locke was not only Lum, he was also Cedric Weehunt and Grandpappy Spears. And Nora Scoff voiced Abner, Ulysses S. Quincy, and Mousie Gray. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Phil Harris as the on-air bandleader on the Jack Benny program. Well, did you know that Phil had a direct connection to Lum and Abner? I'll explain and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Tired of the everyday grind? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all? We offer you
Escape. Produced by William N. Robeson and carefully contrived to free you from the four walls of today for a half hour of high adventure.
Radio Spirit's 10 CD collection, Escape Misty Lands, brings you the adventure of a big game hunt, exploits of international intrigue, and the danger of a wartime thriller.
You kid, sure you kid, it helps. But for those 10 seconds while you fall free, nothing helps. You hang on to the ripcord and you count off the seconds and you try not to count too fast. Your hand on that ripcord is the only certain thing in the world as you tumble head over teacups with a wind tearing sound from your ears. And there's only one thought, always the same thought, whether it's your first or your 50th jump. Will the chute open?
It's exhilarating, but perilous.
You remember that night, the night I fell?
Yes.
We had been toiling all day, inching our way up a steep ice wall. And as darkness came, we found a narrow ledge, barely 3 feet wide.
You'll be dropped right into exciting stories by H.G. Wells, Rudyard Kipling, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and Robert Louis Stevenson, where you'll find spies, science fiction, and suspense. For a limited time, pay half price for all 12 episodes of Escape Misty Lands. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code MISTY77 to get Escape Misty Lands for only $14.99. That's 50% off.
In one horrible instant, my foot had slipped on the treacherous ledge and I'd gone over, falling far out into the icy black night, falling down, down.
Don't let this deal slip away. Get 50% off Escape Misty Lands today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code MISTY77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI. And it's a way in which the consumers can have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about the direct connection between Jack Benny cast member Phil Harris and the comedy characters Lum and Abner. In 1940, Harris showed up in the role of a traveling salesman who stops by the Jot 'em Down store in Pine Ridge, Arkansas, in Dreaming Out Loud, the first Lum and Abner motion picture. I'm Greg Bell, and we've come to the end of another show, but hey, visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Oh, and until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.